Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Did you have a great weekend, Claire?
Yeah.
You look great.
Thanks.
We're going to start off with a new song from a band from Washington. They are called Gauche. They have a new album out, coming out soon, called People's History of Gauche. Here is their first, I know, it's like, what? How full of themselves are they? Here's their first single. It's called Running on CITR 101.9 FM.
Open your eyes, you might be met with the glance. You just
what to do. You think she owes you? Settle down, young man.
Frick, that was so good.
French Vanilla.
Oh.
From Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that.
That was the new single, All the Time, from their upcoming album, How Am I Not Myself?
Oh, profound question.
That comes out June 7th. And once again, that was French Vanilla. Right before that was Omni with I Don't Dance. And Gauche at the top with Running. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini. Hello, special guest Claire.
Hey.
So let's talk about something we both went to on Saturday.
Yeah.
April Ween! Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
Okay.
I was like, I hit going to the event about 3 weeks before I realized the whole, like, why it's called April Ween. Like, the fact that it's the half birthday of Halloween.
I think a lot of people don't think about
that. I was like, one, two, three. Oh!
I know. I noticed you also had another revelation while you were there.
Yeah. What?
Because you noticed, you were looking around and you were like, there's just, like, people in costumes, like, like cow costumes or just like wizard costumes.
Yeah.
And you were like, are people not supposed to dress up as just band
I
members?
I thought that like the reason I didn't dress up was because I had a plum costume lined up. And then I had this moment where I was like, what if you're not supposed to dress up as just like anything? You have to dress up as a musician. Mm. And I show up in a plum costume. So I was like, okay, I'll just not dress up.
That would have been great.
Yeah. But you had a costume, which was amazing.
I was Avril Lavigne.
It was so
There were several good. Avril Lavigne's.
I didn't notice any other ones because you were just like, you were just her. Through and through.
It was a good time.
I bet.
Being Avril. But there was so many good bands. Oh. Okay. Gotta shout out Madeline. If anyone was listening to the show right before this, she was on a wire. Madeline absolutely killed it as Kathleen Hanna in Bikini Kill. It's just so spot on. It was amazing. Rage Against the Machine was also really tight.
I don't think
you stayed that late, but I still have Gorilla Radio stuck in my head. Oh. And people were moshing hardcore to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
It was a really good event.
Mm-hmm.
Great crowd.
Can't wait till Halloween.
Yeah.
Do it all again.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to another song. This is from Montreal's Bleu Nuit, from their new album, Le Jardin des Mémoires. Wow, my French needs work, dude. It's just so
it was
bad.
Great, don't worry.
This is called Le Même Discours.
Yeah.
That was a really cool band from Victoria called Ruby Carinto. And just before I play the next song, I can't remember if there's swears in it, so I'm just going to do a quick content warning. Okay, here's the Chivarettes, despite Burger. There might be swears, but maybe not. Was Mr. Moneybags from Palm Oil off of there.
The anthem of any waitress.
Oh my god, true. That's from their new album called Last Time. And before that, Spite Burger by the Chivarettes. I don't actually think there was swears in that song, but
I couldn't even tell. If there were, they passed me by.
Yeah, agree. Chivarettes from Calgary off of there. Oh, now I'm about to swear. Off of their album, Real Shrill Bitches.
Nice.
Gotta love that. Ruby Carinto from Victoria had the song Mangetsu. And Bleu Nuit at the top. Le Même Discours. A lot of languages in there that I don't speak very well. What did I want to mention? I wanted to mention I recently had the immense pleasure of watching one of my best friends play the cello.
Oh, yes.
And it was so beautiful, and I'm so proud of her. And I just want to talk about, like, how hard it is to not cry when you're, like, watching someone do something they're, like, super good at and super, like, passionate about.
Yeah, especially when it's someone you love.
Exactly. Exactly. But even if it's not, like, even if it's just someone, like, putting their all into something, I just, like, start tearing up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just, like, you look at the expression on their face, and it's, like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, when you catch a glimpse of how much it took and how much they've committed to that, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, like, I don't know. I don't watch, like, people play the cello ever, so I don't know what their face is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And it just, like, looked like she was going to start crying, but it turns out that was just her cello
concentration
face.
Yeah. It's also interesting seeing your friends do, like, their, like, serious art, especially when you, like, I don't know how often you see her practice.
Like, never.
Yeah. And then you're just like, whoa, you can do that? What the
frick? Yeah, exactly.
Where did that come from?
There's this whole other side, crazy talent that I've, like, never really gotten to fully see.
Why don't our friends just do that in front of us all the time?
I know!
That'd be so fun.
Guys, share your talents with the world. You're so beautiful. Everybody's so beautiful. Okay, I want to play a really beautiful song. Mega Mall has this song that just, like, oh, I just love it. It's called First Floor Apartment, and I want to play it because Mega Mall is playing a show this Friday at Static Jupiter, and it's with Yep and Versing and Not Bored Decor, because apparently their drummer broke his wrist or something.
Uh-oh.
But now Nice Apple is playing instead.
Nice.
And they are nice.
Are all Bored Decor's shows next weekend canceled?
I figure.
Ah.
Broken wrist would do that to you.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We've got Nice Apple
doesn't
in there.
Heal in a day.
Instead. So here is First Floor Apartment from The Demos by Mega Mall on CITR. We'll be right back.
I'm keeping hold of the scars that form you, my father gave me to. I'm lost inside this beating heart in a maze of solitude. And I hardly gave it a second glance when I walked all over you. Got holes in all my pockets, still I caught the love you threw. Hallelujah, it's my birthday. Strange.
Love Goon, the song Pineapple, not Pinapple, Claire.
I spelled it Pinapple on the play sheet.
Oh, Love Goon's from Vancouver.
Cool. Yeah.
That's from their release called Lonely God. And the cover is like a picture of somebody with their hands on their head, just like, ah.
Yeah. I feel like I've met that person for some reason, but I don't know why. It's like plausible.
It's plausible you do live here.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, Pineapple from Love Goon. And Love Goon is playing with Tender Time and Mr. Merlot on Friday. This Friday.
Yeah.
May 3rd. At Lucky's Comics.
I've never been to a show there.
Do you think it's an afternoon thing or an evening thing?
It's at Lucky's. It starts at 7, goes till 10.
I have never been to a show there either. I don't even know how that would work. It's so small.
Yeah.
Do they do it in like the in the very back or in the front? They just like move everything out of the way.
We
ought to just go and see it.
We just have to bite the bullet and go. But if anyone doesn't know, Lucky's Comics is on Main Street.
At like 24th, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll see it. It's got a sign. You'll see it.
It says Lucky Dogs.
Before that, Harlequin Girls, I Was Your Girl. They're playing at the Fox on May 2nd. And at the Top, Mega Mall, once again playing also this Friday at Static Jupiter. A lot of shows this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Another show this weekend is something called Glitter Ball. And it's like a 2-day, I guess it's like a festival, a small festival. And it is women and those who identify with other marginalized genders are mainly featured in Glitter Ball. And there will be disco balls, donuts, and dancing.
Oh my God.
And so much good music.
Where is it?
Great question. I think it's at, it's at this place called The Pace, 520 Alexander Street.
Ooh.
I've never heard of that, never been there, but
mm-mm-mm.
Looks like $20 tickets, because it's like a festival, and a portion of ticket sales goes to Wish Drop-In Center Society. Sweet. That sounds like a good time. Okay, that is Glitter Ball. Another one. Oh my God, there's so many things this weekend, Claire.
Yeah, everyone's woken up.
What I'm supposed to do, how to decide, but
it's exhausting.
There is a pre-Music Waste show happening at the Toast Collective on the 4th, Saturday. And Music Waste is something that happens in the beginning of June. So they do a little pre-show this Saturday featuring Monsoon Moon, Maneater, and Sylvia Rath. Let's hear some Monsoon Moon. Claire picked this song.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Why do you like it?
I just thought, you know, when a song comes on, you're like, that's cool. So cool.
Ooh, I really like the album art. It's like two dogs with like chains. That's sick. Okay, yeah. This is Monsoon
Killing
Moon
it.
From Vancouver. Song is called Never Wonder.
We'll be right back.
you do, but the government corrupts.
Hold on there, Bucky D.
Drive backwards is forwards most of the time. I was sleeping when I found you. Invade my visions, but the dreams come true. Woo hoo!
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
What's up, UBC? Looking to try something new and exciting this year? Then check out UBC Sailing Club. Our club offers lessons and year-round exclusive access to our fleet of monohull and high-performance sailboats, kayaks, windsurfers, and paddleboards. Whatever floats your boat, sail! Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit our website at www.ubcsailing.org for more info.
big mouth necking. Dude, I'm so excited. Necking has an album coming out on Mint Records called Cut Your Teeth, but we have to wait all the way until July to hear it. But
it's going to be so good.
Oh, it's going to be so good. By the sound of that first single, oh my God, it's going to be so good. Can't wait. Yeah, Necking, big mouth. Amazing.
I like the album art. I like that someone made that cake.
I'm pretty sure they ate it after. There's pictures of it, the cake, like all over their face.
Oh, yeah.
Faces.
Yeah.
Other songs you heard? Junior, or maybe just JR? Probably Junior. Were you saying it JR? Yeah. Actually, it probably is JR. I don't know why I read it as Junior.
Because isn't Junior, I don't know if Junior has the periods.
You're right, it probably doesn't have the periods.
I'll look it up.
My bad, it's probably JR. That was a song, Be My Man. That was, I think that was before the ads. Before that was Kim Gray from their new album. Oh my God, I don't know what it's called. Oh, Plastic Memory. And the song was Holiday. And now we're at the end of the show. Wow.
Here we are.
That was fast.
It was fast.
Yeah.
My hair's dry though.
Claire came in here fresh out of the pool.
Yeah.
And now you've got that beautiful, like, wavy, crispy, chloriney hair.
Mm.
Okay. Quickly, I wanted to mention Necking. Speaking of Necking, is playing at Thor's Palace. I think it's next Thursday, May 10th.
Yep.
Next. Yep. With Security Guard, Anybody's, and Sylvia Rath. Wow, they have a lot of shows coming up.
Someone's busy.
Damn. We're going to end with a brand new single from Dumb. I can't believe how much new music is coming out right now. This is such an exciting time.
Everyone's fired up.
This is great. So Dumb has an album called Club Nights coming out June 7th. And they just released their second single. And it's called Beef Hits. No idea what it's supposed to mean. I guess we'll find out soon. Me and Claire both haven't heard this yet.
Uh-huh.
Literally just saw that it came out.
Yeah.
So this will be our first time hearing it too, but I'm sure it's great.
We just assume that we'll love it.
Assuming there's no swears, no idea though.
Yeah, so use caution.
Don't sue us. Thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise.
I can't wait.
And stay tuned to CITR for some awesome, awesome programming. Enjoy the rest of your Monday and week and life. Here's Beef Hits.